Original article. Use of primary barriers as a function of gantry angle in radiotherapy bunker. Authors, German Huertas, Gustavo Pires, Diego Guinevart, Diego Bertini, and Yama Bangaro. Abstract. Introduction. The design of radiotherapy bunkers is of vital importance not only for radiation safety, but also for the cost involved. The shielding calculations of the primary walls of radiotherapy linear accelerator bunkers are determined from the use factor of these walls. International documents such as NCRP 151 use for the calculation of these barriers a usage factor equal to 0.25. Objective, to study the distribution of the use of primary barriers according to the treatments performed, seeking to contrast the homogeneity in the use of the barriers. Material and methods, with the data of patients performed during 1 year, 2021, in two linear accelerators, one dual and the other monoenergetic, a database was generated with which the frequency of use of the primary walls was calculated. The present work evaluates the difference between the given use of the barriers and the estimates of international use. Results: it is found that in the dual accelerator at 15x energy, the most used fields have gantry angles 0 degrees, 90 degrees, 180 degrees, 270 degrees, having an accumulated weight of approximately 65% as well as the workload for those angles. This implies that the angles different from these have a use much lower than the one foreseen by the initial calculation. In the dual accelerator at 6x energy, the most used field is at 0 degrees, having an approximate weight of 14%, but the workload at 0 degrees is not appreciably different from the rest of the angles since the distribution does not have preferential directions. None of the values reaches 10%, which is consistent with the homogeneous use of the barrier. In the monoenergetic accelerator, the relative weight of the 90 degrees and 270 degrees angles in the use of the barriers is approximately 34% for each one, higher than the 25% initially estimated. Conclusions: the primary barriers of radiotherapy bunkers have thicknesses marked by the shielding calculation, which can be made based on international documents that are a reference on the subject. It is considered in the references for the primary barrier an equal use factor for them. However, in clinical practice, they can have a non-uniform use factor responding to the types of treatments that are designed to be performed in the equipment. This reality opens the door to propose optimized shielding that could generate more economical bunkers and better use of space according to the conditions given for each particular case.